The U.S. economy added 266,000 jobs in November, beating economists' expectations. It's also double the gains from October, although some of that has to do with the fact that 40,000 GM workers who were on strike are now back at work. Let's bring in Mike Regan. He's senior editor at Bloomberg News. Hi, Mike.
Hi, Peter.
And as you know, job numbers can bounce around from month to month, but there's no denying that this was a good month. What drove the gains in November?
Yeah, definitely a good month. One really interesting sector that's been for the past few years driving these jobs gains is healthcare. And I think that has a lot to do with the aging baby boom population sort of requiring more doctors and nurses, that sort of thing. But 45,000 jobs added in the month in healthcare, and that's brings the total to over 400,000 over the last 12 months. So that's a real important driver of the job market right now. Otherwise, really noticeable gains in leisure and hospitality. That sector added 45,000 jobs. And financial services, pretty good too. They added about 13,000 jobs in the month.
What about retail? I know the holiday season's coming up.
So obviously retailers add a lot of temporary workers during the holidays, but the Labor Department does what's known as seasonal adjustments. In other words, they try to account for the effect of these temporary workers. And, you know, not just in retail, but for industries that tend to hire less in winter months, require less workers in the winter months. So taking into account those adjustments, retail was actually pretty flat for the month. It only added a net of about 2,000 jobs.
You know, investors really like this job report. At one point today, stock market was – the Dow was up more than 300 points. That's after the markets were sharply down at the start of the week because there were fears about the trade war extending past the election. What does a job report like this do to, I don't know, temper anxieties about the long-term health of the economy?
Yeah, as you pointed out, that move higher in the market really does suggest that it tempered a lot of those concerns. I mean, a main worry among investors and economists has been that the trade war has caused the manufacturing sector of the economy to be very weak. And that's not a huge part of the economy, but the worry was sort of would it start to bleed over into the much larger services sector of the economy. And so at least for another month, it appears like it's not, like it's just been contained in the manufacturing sector.
Unemployment fell down a little bit to another historic low, 3.5%. We're hearing some frustrations, as we have for a long time, really, from employers who can't find enough people to fill their job openings. But we also have pretty clear indicators that there are some problems in that area. NPR reported yesterday that 15% of men in their prime working years are not working, and that's up from 5% in 1968. So it's not all hunky-dory.
Right. Not necessarily. You know, I think there's been a lot of research into why that male participation rate in the labor force has gone down. Some blame actually the opioid epidemic, and obviously the offshoring of a lot of low-skilled jobs is to blame too. But I would also point out that the percentage of women in the labor force has really grown a lot, especially if you're comparing like our generation to our parents' generation. So, you know, I think you and I probably know a lot more stay-at-home dads than, say, our fathers did. So I think that's part of the story, too.
Donald Trump tweeted today, "Great jobs report," all caps. You know, he's happy. Mike Regan, senior editor of Bloomberg News. Thanks very much.
Thanks, Peter.